So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast, and we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk. Rachel, can you tell us about the self-care and recovery, especially during the hustle and bustle of the holidays?
Especially those that work in recovery, in the recovery field. I feel like me personally, I tend to lack on the self-care because my job is to help others. Mm-hmm. In return, sometimes I do tend to forget about myself.
Right.
And, you know, throughout the program of a 12-step program, you know, we are taught, you know, to be selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And less selfish of ourselves and really give it away to keep it, which I've said and is really important. But I think throughout, you know, my journey, I've learned to do it more than I did, you know, say 2 years ago. Only because they say you can burn out very quickly in the recovery field, just trying to help people constantly. And, you know, it's important for me to stay on top of my own recovery so I'm able to help other people and able to sustain my own recovery and the life that, you know, I've built. So I would say, you know, I hit 3 and 4 meetings a week. You know, I call my sponsor when I need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do therapy. That's important. I think that's big self-care. And, you know, just cook myself some meals here and there. And, you know, just try to put myself first sometimes.
How do you do that? Because especially during the hustle and bustle, and you're taking care of others. How do you actually end up doing that? Just remember that you got to take care of yourself too, because I'm sure there's times you forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's called boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And balance. And I think that's just hard in daily life in general. I think it's harder when you are primarily helping others, but
right.
You know, you just need to take the time to do it. You
okay.
know, because if you're not able to, like, love on yourself, how are you able to love on
exactly.
another, you know, another person?
Yeah.
For more information, you can go to our website at rageagainstaddiction.org or contact Rachel at 443-504-8488.